And after the Vietnam War came this. Well, it was only partial. That's not only this. There are many other mechanisms. Like students were, it was understood that students are too free. And something has to be done about that. And things are done like, for example, raising tuitions. If you can catch students in a debt trap, like if they get out of school with a huge debt, oh, they're trapped. And many other means. The neoliberal financial economic order that was instituted also partly has this effect and presumably understood and planned for it. Well, but this time, after the Vietnam War, repression was only partially successful, nowhere near as much as the Red Scare or the post-Second World War repression. In fact, activism continued and still continues. The feminist movement, for example, which probably changed American society more than any of the other outcomes of the activism of the 60s, that was a 1970s movement mainly. Same with the environmental movement, 1970s. The anti-nuclear movement, which reached 80% of the population, was the 80s. The solidarity movements, which are something totally new in the history of imperialism, that was the 80s. The global justice movement, last decade or so, and it keeps growing and expanding. And the effort to beat it back also keeps growing and expanding. In fact, the state power was very much constrained by this. Reagan could not resort to Vietnam-style tactics in his wars in Central America in the 80s. Had to use mercenaries. The Iraq War is the same. I mean, the United States has not been able to carry out, say, saturation bombing of the Iraqi countryside. They got a bad enough what happened, but much more constrained than Kennedy and Johnson in the 60s, because there's just more opposition. Opposition to the Vietnam War took years before it developed. In the case of the Iraq War, first time in history that there was massive protest before the war officially started, and that registers. So it's up and back, but there's moves forward, and there's plenty that can be done. Right here, for example, the coffee house movement, which developed during the 60s, GI Coffee House, right nearby Fort Lewis, and it's part of a much wider movement. It's represented here, groups from all over the place. You didn't have that in the 1960s or the 70s. So there's a lot, there's a lot to, you can work from a higher plane than in the past, thanks to earlier achievements.